The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When's the last time that you laughed so hard you peed yourself? I know it sounds crazy to say it, right? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You always hear, Raven, laughter is the best medicine, right?
Of course.
But it turns out it for real is. And I was thinking about this because with everything happening in our world altogether, this has been a terrible year. It's been awful.
It's been a trying time.
Right.
Remember, it's August.
Right. But we have to remember, too, that laughter really is the best medicine for a lot of different reasons. Average person laughs about 17 times per day. Right now, it feels like that's a really high number, but it's true. But there's people that study laughter. They're called gelotologists.
Okay? I mean, seriously.
Yep.
I mean, we have a name for everybody. Everybody's a specialist because you studied laughter sometime. Okay.
But it's
what
do
the gelotologists say?
Well, it helps you live longer, laughter. How does it help you live longer? A lot of things. The way that your brain reacts, it lowers your blood pressure. It helps reduce stress. It helps your muscles relax. It strengthens your defense against infection, which is really important at a time like this, helps manage pain, and more importantly, it brightens your outlook on life.
Well, all those are very nice things. I just like to think that I laugh more than 17 times a day, I would like to say. Mm-hmm. It's typical because of our job is what I would think. Imagine what state we'd be in if that didn't happen.
Mm.
I'd probably be dead already.
It's true.
5 years ago, even.
So let's reflect on the times that we laughed so hard that like there was our tummies hurt. And
sure.
Like, you know, maybe there might have been a little bit, you know.
Well, I don't remember ever really soiling myself in that manner.
Oh, really?
In any of those situations. But I do tell you that I do remember that there was a time that I knew my kid and his girlfriend were, like, for real. My son and his girlfriend were for real because they were telling a story about when he lost it. And, they were on his motorcycle, and they went to a place, and then he laughed, and then he had to throw his underwear out.
Oh, my gosh. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But what happened that it was so funny?
Well, they stayed together after that. I don't really know the joke. I mean, it was something between the two of them, but he relayed it, and I found it hilarious to find that they were still hanging out together.
Raven, I think it's sad that you haven't had a moment in your life
where
that
I peed
laughed
myself.
So hard that you peed yourself.
Why?
I had two, and okay. Both of them involved a shaman,
okay.
Ironically.
Right.
Which is very strange.
Right, that makes sense. I mean, when you think about it, what happened?
So the first time, me and three of my girlfriends here from work, we were up at Okemo in Vermont, and we were doing like a fun girls weekend, and we had gone out to dinner, we had a bottle of wine, and we were on the way back, and we called like a regular cab to bring us back to our hotel.
Yeah.
And this guy showed up, and he looked like if Santa Claus was a hippie.
Good.
He had like the white
That's
hair.
That's kind of common up there.
Right.
Just so you know.
And his cab was real weird. He was burning incense in there.
Yeah, smelled like patchouli.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I got a grandfather-in-law like that, yeah.
And he says to us as he's driving us back to our hotel, he goes, you know, I'm a shaman, and I can cleanse you for $20 each.
Perfect.
Now,
that seems like an upsell.
Right.
I'm not sure I need that.
But you know me. I'm like, this sounds like the best thing that's ever happened in our
right.
lives.
Right, game for whatever, sure.
I've never been cleansed by a shaman that was also a taxi cab driver before.
Right, I mean, it just seems convenient that they right. all be in one place.
So he pulls over, because I'm like, yep, sign us up, right? We get out of the cab, and all of a sudden, he does like this thing with his arms when he's waving it up and down
of
each
course.
Of us.
Right.
Right?
Has to be some sort of show with
and
it.
And he starts, he goes, and he gets to one of our girlfriends, Megan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got her eyes closed and she's all into it. And all of a sudden, the absurdity of what is happening
yeah.
is it
strikes
dawns
you.
On me.
Strikes right? you, right.
and she falls over and hits the floor.
Wait a minute, she passed out?
Passes out. Now, you think a good friend like me would be like, oh, my gosh, are you okay?
Right, let me pick you up.
Did he cleanse your soul? Yeah. Like, what's happening?
But instead, you probably pulled out your phone and got a photo.
No, I laughed so hard I peed myself. That's exactly what happened. 1-800-330-9999. What was the time that you laughed so hard that you'll never forget it? You can call or text. What was the last thing that happened that you laughed so hard that your tummy hurt? Maybe even you peed yourself. Ugh. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven. They always say laughter is the best medicine. In times like this, when everything seems so down, it's hard to find the good. But it turns out there's a lot of scientific reason why.
Laughter provides a safety valve that shuts off the flow of stress hormones. And when we're laughing, cells that destroy tumors and viruses increase.
That means that it's literally good for your body. It's
safety
good for
valve?
Immune. Yeah,
that
safety
sounds
valve.
Made up.
That's real.
That sounds made up, dude.
Oh, that didn't sell you yet?
Yeah.
How about all
the sound effects and everything in the background.
Yeah.
Funny music.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
He's a scientist. If that doesn't sell you on the importance of laughter.
Okay.
How about this?
Researchers estimate that laughing, get this, 100 times is equal to 10 minutes on a rowing machine or 15 minutes on an exercise bike.
We don't even have to work out anymore.
I mean, if you walked around and laughed 100 times in a day, though, somebody would probably lock you up. All right, for reals. That's called insanity, not health.
But it's good to think about the times that you've laughed because it does have a lot of health benefits. And that's why 1-800-330-9999. When was the last time that you laughed so hard?
Okay, this is going to make me sound like a bad guy. But, and I've always been like this ever since I was a kid, I laugh when they fall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel sorry for them. I just think my first instinct is they're stupid.
Well, I mean, you should feel somewhat sorry, but okay. I mean, it is still funny to see people fall. What happened?
I know. I was at Bordy Barn. You guys know it in the Hamptons?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm there. Girl comes in, tight dress and heels. And if you've ever been there, it's so stupid. It's not what you wear to the Bordy Barn.
Absolutely not. Kind of right.
So I'm eyeing her going, this is, you know, she's going to meet with a bad end. And I swear she did almost on cue. She fell face first and people everybody gasped. And I was just busting up laughing. I've never laughed so hard. I couldn't do it. I couldn't stop. And people stared at me, but she just ate it. And it just made me laugh. I peed my pants.
Right, you know what? Here's the good news.
He had to run out of the bar.
Yeah, but this is good. No. Here's the good news about the Bordy Barn. It's so dirty, and like, I mean, I'm talking about back in the day, years ago when I used to go. We used to throw beer on each other anyway, so it didn't matter if you did that. Nobody would even know the difference.
Dump the drink right in your lap. Nobody would know.
Nope, just keep partying.
And she landed right in it. All of that face first. It was justice.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why did you laugh so hard that you peed yourself?
Oh, my goodness. My brother threw up on the Aerosmith ride at Disney like 2 years ago. He wasn't even young. He's like 28. He was sitting right next to me. And at first, I thought it was gross, of course. But then I just couldn't stop laughing. We had just waited in line for an hour and I drank about 6 bottles of water. So I just couldn't hold it anymore. It was hilarious.
I mean, if you're that cast member at Disney, what are you more mad about when they get up? The fact that there's a pool of water that you're not sure where that came from or that somebody just threw up on the ride?
I just hate my whole life. Right. I hate my whole life. And karma came for both of you. Like, I think at that point, the brother is in your face laughing.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's terrible.
No, when you throw up, you never laugh because that's not funny. You don't think throwing up is funny until about 7 days later. That's when you find the humor in it. Not when it's happening, that's for sure.
Sounds like you were both in the gift shop spending a whole lot of money for new clothes.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad whoever had to clean that up.